Blog Talk Radio.
Into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Lonnie Sox, coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172 or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one.
Oh, yeah. Come on, everybody.
Clap your hands.
Listen, sitting here thinking about your goodness to me. One day was bound, yeah, but now I'm free.
Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. Thank you again for tuning into the broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stoss. Brother John, I thank you for calling this evening, and I'm praying for you and your father's situation. It's going to be all right. All right, tonight I want to talk about, amen, Jesus is the only way, and it pays to follow him. He is the only way, and it pays to follow him. Hope you enjoy the broadcast. You can always call me while I'm on the air at 252-946-0102. Amen. 252-214-0799. God bless and enjoy the broadcast.
Well, praise you. God bless you. Here we are again to lift up that wonderful name of Jesus. It has been a great pleasure for me to serve God. Brother John, you called me tonight and you were saying that you heard that he was trying to close on some property down here in North Carolina. Well, today we closed. It was about 2 o'clock, right?
Amen. That's right.
2:30 was finished with it.
Yeah.
And God has blessed us.
Yes.
And as I was telling people, it pays to serve the Lord.
Yes, it does.
It really pays.
It pays to serve the Lord.
I mean, you never can lose serving God.
That's right.
He always comes through on time.
Yes, he does.
So, Brother John, I want to encourage you tonight. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what the devil does. You are more than a conqueror.
That's right.
Amen. I'm encouraging you to say you listen to our broadcast every night.
Yeah.
You that we should send you to buy some property. But today we close on that property.
Glory to God.
Amen. It's right down the street from the church.
Amen.
Amen. I think the address is 2611 Dunn Street.
Yes, right? Sir. Yes, sir.
Our church is between Dunn Street and Calvin Way.
Amen.
So the Lord bless us. We got a house on Dunn Street now. And also the house on Calvin Way.
Amen.
So we give God praise for that.
Yes, we do.
And I'm letting you know, it pays to serve the Lord.
Yes.
It always pays.
Yes.
You can never lose serving God.
Amen.
Never lose. You always win when you serve God. Whenever you put God first. My topic tonight, what is this? Yeah.
Jesus is the only way, and it pays to follow him.
It pays.
It pays.
Can you say it pays to follow him?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm a witness.
Have you seen the benefits of following Jesus?
Yes, I have.
Yes, everybody that said they follow Jesus is really not following him.
All right.
Because, you know, they got their own agenda.
Well.
And what they like to do. Amen. And everything. But following Jesus, you got to learn to let him lead.
That's the important
part. You can't lead. You got to let him lead.
You got to.
And the song said he's a mighty good leader. He's a
yeah.
mighty good leader.
Yeah.
It really pays.
It pays.
as I was sharing with you guys today before the realtor called me, who was in Noonday, and I was sharing, encouraging one of our members how important it is to don't look at where you are.
Right.
Don't look at your circumstances.
Right.
But go by the word. The word says that you're more than a conqueror.
Right.
And that's what you are.
You are that.
So the word says that.
Mm-hmm.
He makes you the head.
Mm.
And you're not the tail.
He's the winner.
You are a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, I think we read today, was it Luke chapter 6, verse 4, was it 42? No, 21.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was talking about how that when you're suffering now, right now, it says pretty soon you're going to be healed.
Right.
If you're hungry now.
If you're hungry now.
After the word N-O-W, now you don't see it sometimes.
Right.
But the word of God is right.
Amen.
If you hunger now, God is going to change you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be all right.
Amen.
You're going to be all right.
Glory.
If you hunger now.
You hunger now.
You're going to be all right. We got these testes and hellas and mics. We don't get it going on.
Amen.
But the Bible says that,
doesn't
it?
Yes, it does.
I believe it's Luke. What is it? Luke, can I find that over here? I'm going to put this back there. That's what we're doing there. But the Bible tells us in Luke, right? I believe it's verse number 6 chapter, verse 21. Let me see if I can find that right now. I want to put that on the screen. Luke chapter 6. Let's get it. Chapter 6. And verse number 21. Let's see. Can we get that? Okay, that's the message, Bob. We'll take it back to the King James. Let's take it back to the King James.
All right.
The King James Bible. It puts it right.
Yes.
Everybody like me. I like the King James, but I usually like the translation. But the King James on this particular scripture. Look what it says.
Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh.
Let's read it again. Blessed are ye that hunger when?
Now.
For ye shall be what?
Filled.
Now, what did I think to say? You got to take God and his word.
Yes.
See, it don't look like it when you're going through.
No.
It don't look like it.
Mm-mm.
But God's word is true.
God's word is definitely
true. And so
true.
You take him at his word. He said, blessed are ye that hunger now. So somebody's listening to me. You don't have everything you want. But God said, you're blessed if you hunger now.
Teach me.
Then it says, you shall be healed.
Yes.
In other words, you ain't going to hunger always.
Amen.
Things are going to change.
Glory to God.
It cannot remain the same.
Amen.
It has to change.
It has to change.
Now, you don't feel it sometimes.
All right.
When you're going through. You don't really feel it. You know, you don't really feel it. But God said it has to change.
Right.
He said, blessed are ye that hunger now, N-O-W, colon. And after a colon, you know, I'm not good in English, but I found out that a colon stands for whatever comes after is the answer to what we just spoke.
Right.
Isn't that what it is?
That's what it is.
It answers it. What is the answer? Oh, you shall be healed.
Hallelujah.
So if you're struggling now, God's going to turn that thing around.
Hallelujah.
He's going to turn it around.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to struggle for months, forever.
Amen.
You're struggling now, and I grant you that. But then it goes on to say, blessed are ye that weep now. See the word now?
Yes.
And there's another what?
Another colon.
And after the colon, it says what? For you shall laugh.
Thank you.
God going to turn your crying into laughing. Now, I know a lot of people don't understand this. You're going to fight and you're going to try to say a lot of different things. But the truth of the matter is the word of God is right.
Yeah.
There's no wrong in God's word. God's word is right. Whatever God said, you can depend on.
You can depend on that.
God's word never changes. He's the same every day, yesterday, and forever.
Hallelujah.
That one verse, if I had nothing else to go by,
right,
I could take that one verse right there and know my life is going to be all right.
I know that's right.
But it said, blessed are ye that hunger now in old death. Get your King James Bible. Let's do it. For ye shall be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Mm-hmm. No, even if it's about you. A period is the conclusion of it. It didn't end with a question mark.
Right.
Or even a quotation.
Yeah.
A hyphen. But he said, period. Ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled later. And didn't he do that for you?
Yes, he did.
Look what happened today. Bruce said that closing.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there, I think about ten minutes till two. We got there early.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be late.
Yeah, it is.
I did, because you said you wanted to go by and pick up Tiffin, and I said, let's go there first.
Right.
Then I said, you get Uber to send it there.
Right.
But Uber brought. So anyway, we were there about 10 minutes before.
Right.
But the secretary, she said, well, y'all are early.
Yes, she did.
And then I think one of the ladies left, and went long. The secretary said, "Let me take y'all. Let me go see about him, the attorney."
Mm-hmm.
Then she said, "Let me take y'all to the office,
right,
to the conference room."
Mm-hmm.
So she took us in the conference room and seated us. And it wasn't but a few minutes. Here comes the realtor.
Right.
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 And a few minutes later, he steps in. The attorney.
Right.
And it wasn't, we wasn't in that 20 minutes, wasn't in that 30 minutes.
Right.
We had closed the whole deal.
Deal done.
Bought the house.
Yes, sir.
Chris Howard.
Yes, sir.
And all his secretary and everything.
Right.
Now, there was a time, what did I tell you? You said this time you didn't have $39. And I told you there was a time I didn't have 39 cents. So.
That's right.
So.
Thank
that
you, Jesus.
That scripture is true.
Amen.
Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye
shall
be
filled. Amen.
Then it goes on to say, blessed are ye that weep now.
Glory to God.
For ye shall laugh.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you had nothing else going, that's enough for me.
That's enough to carry
you. I'll tell you that's enough for me.
Glory to God.
I don't know about nobody else, but that's enough for me. Our topic tonight is, Jesus is the only way, and it pays to follow him. I think the secretary asked you. She said, well, since y'all got married, what did she say?
About the houses.
and you told her what? You told her, no, we told her no. We still got the same house.
Right.
But we
spent time with both of them.
Time over here and time over
right.
there. But God, it did it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't done by us.
No, it was the Lord's doing.
And that's what y'all understand. That the same God that blessed Lon and Charlene will bless whoever wants him to bless, because his word don't change.
That's it.
Look what it says in the book of Isaiah. Just gonna go back to that. Right? I want to go to the book of Isaiah. It says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 3, what it says.
Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life.
That's a period again, isn't it? So you said, come to me with your ears wide open. There's, what is that quotation mark?
It's a period.
No, that's a come. No.
Yeah.
With your period there, right?
Period
and
ears
then
wide
says,
open.
Then there's the word listen.
Listen is a comma.
It's a comma. So now, God has made it possible that we can go to him.
Yeah.
See, there's never a time that God is going to say we can't come to him.
Jesus.
We can come to him. See that?
Glory to God.
You do see that.
I see it.
He says, come to me with your ears wide open. In other words, we got to listen to what God got to say.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, what I say, listen to the word, not the people.
Yes.
Listen to God's word and not your own thoughts.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just talked the other night, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of self.
Yes, we just talked about that.
Get rid of that self.
Right.
Self got to die.
Got to die.
Because if you look at the situation,
oh my Lord,
you'll say, well, this is, my goose is cooked.
It's over.
It's all over.
Right.
But when you look at God's word, he said, come to me with your ears wide open. Then he said, listen. So don't just come if you're not going to listen. He said, listen.
Peter.
And he said, listen to what I got to say to you. Y'all hear what I said?
I hear you.
Listen. Listen.
I hear you. I hear you.
God got a word for you.
Yes.
And he wants to bless you.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind that God don't want to bless you. God want to turn things around. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
God wants to turn things around.
He wants to turn it around.
In your life. We just got a text. Says, the apostle says, please just pray for my strength, my health, and my vine. Well, let me tell you something, my dear. God wants to bless you. And he said, let's go back to that other scripture one more time. Let me just put it straight what Jesus said. Jesus said something that's very important. What do you put in there? And he moved it. There it is. What do you say? Read that.
Blessed are ye that hunger now.
Now, I talk about today what I say. Sometimes when you're struggling, you don't feel like you're blessed.
Yeah.
But God says you're blessed.
Yes, God is blessed.
So you can't go on what things are.
You can't go over the McQuarrie.
Look how many times my finances, I told you how we was able to go get a bank check that didn't take that to the cash.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We didn't have to get no co-signer.
No.
We didn't have to get no loan.
No loan.
We didn't have to borrow no money.
No.
We pay for cash.
Right.
Now, there was a time that I couldn't do this. But I was blessed.
Amen.
I didn't feel good.
Right.
I told a brother that came yesterday, hey, remember I told you? He owed me $300. And I was looking for him to pay the whole $300.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked in. He smiled. He said, ma'am, I got a half of it. Let me give you that right now. And I said, thank you, ma'am. That was grateful that he paid me that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was talking about, well, you know, my money's low, but I'm happy. So I said to him, I said, mm-hmm. You know what? When I pay my bills, I'm not happy.
Glory
to God.
But
I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'm excited. I'm grateful and I'm thankful.
Amen.
But the times that I wasn't happy, I couldn't pay my bills. I didn't have the money. But I was happy. I mean, I wasn't happy, but I was blessed.
Mm-hmm.
See, to me, there's a difference between being happy and blessed. See, I'm happy when I got all my bills paid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no creditors calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a few dollars left to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm blessed and happy.
Okay.
But even if I can't pay my bills, I know I'm blessed.
Right.
Even if I don't have the money, I know I'm blessed.
Right.
And even if I can't do what I need to do, I still know I'm blessed.
Right.
Because God says something. Look what he said. Blessed are ye that hunger now. So that means whoever listening to me, you may be suffering right now. But look what there's a colon there. After the colon, it says, for ye shall be filled. That means you ain't going to hunger no more.
Right.
Look at the times, your study and my study. Look at the times that we were sort of like in limbo. Things wasn't going that well.
Yeah.
Me, for instance, you know, I was doing well in 2000, 2001, 2002. I think somebody donated, I thought, $13,000 to rent a church in 2001. And then somebody else bought all the carpet. Remember that?
I remember.
In 2001 and in 2002, I was doing good. In 2000, I had a brand new expedition. And in 2001, I got a brand new Carol car. I think in 98, somebody bought me. What year was it? No, 1990. Someone bought me the church. A brand new 1990 Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah.
And when they don't, things look very well.
Right.
Look good. But after that, there was a time in there. In 2006, I remember one time we was in Bible study. No, not Bible study. I remember when that was the New Day Press.
Mm-hmm.
And Con Edison came. And I went to the door. And they had a cutoff notice to turn the electricity off in the building. And I wrote them a check to keep them from turning the electricity off. So I went through those times. So don't tell me that I don't know what it means to be in a room and to be in a need, because I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pray that we'd get enough money to cover that check the next day before we get in the bank. You remember that?
I remember that.
But now we got bill, what was it, a couple of weeks ago from Greenville Utility for
$1,200.
And we had no problem paying.
Thank you, thank you.
Look what the Bible said. Blessed are ye that hunger now.
Right.
So there was a time that I wasn't happy and I didn't have all the money, but I was still blessed.
Still blessed.
So I'm talking to you right now. You may be going through that transition now, period, that you don't have everything you want. But I'm telling you, you're still blessed.
I see.
It may not be to your expectation or to your desire, but I'm telling you, you're still blessed, for the Bible says you're blessed. He said, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be healed. The word shall is a present tense. In other words, from where you are now, you're not going to remain there.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not going to remain like this.
Right.
It's going to get better. So you shall be healed.
Yeah.
So that means there'll be no vacancy in your wants.
Glory to God.
All your wants will be taken care of. Just like we went down today and closed on that house, 2611 Dunn Street, right here in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
A man said to take something for another house. He's just not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Really not interested. We have right now, I think that's a total of eight houses, seven or eight houses.
Mm-hmm.
Eight all together, right?
Yeah.
Now, there was a time I couldn't even buy one house.
Oh, there was something.
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Please, I'm trying to encourage you tonight that I'm not just trying to tell you that God is good to me. But I'm telling you, He is good to me, but He is good to you, and He'll bless you. The same way He blessed me.
Same way.
And daughter, we want you to know we want to pray for your strength and your health and your finance.
Amen.
God is going to turn
this
situation
Hallelujah.
Around.
Hallelujah. Yes, He is.
And I feel the need to pray about that. Would you just pray for that individual?
Yes.
Amen. Just pray like this.
Father, in the name of Jesus, this daughter that sent this text, Lord, move right now in her life. Lord, she feels a need for your touch. She needs strength. She needs a touch in her health and in her finance. Oh, God, let her trust in your word and see the word working in her life. And, Lord, I believe it now. I see it, and I know it can be done because you are God. And beside you, there is no other. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Daughter, I want you to believe God.
Yes.
The Bible said, blessed are ye that hunger now.
Glory to God.
There's a colon after the word
yes.
now.
Hallelujah.
For ye shall be feed.
You shall be.
I'm telling you, God is going to turn everything around.
He'll do it.
In your life.
Yes.
He's going to do it immediately.
He'll do it.
Listen, you listen to someone that knows that God Almighty, His son Jesus.
Yes.
Will turn things around.
He'll do it.
Let me do this for
I'm with you.
I know I got it. Yeah, I love it. But Isaiah says what? Come to me with your ears wide open.
Wide open.
Listen, and you will find life.
I love that.
I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. God says, I'll give you love. As God promised, saints, I'm not just on this radio preaching of what I hope can happen. I know it can happen. I'm a living recipient of the goodness of God.
Yes.
I'm a living recipient of the goodness and grace of God.
Amen.
You don't have to steal. You don't have to cheat. Look what it says in the next verse. See how I use him to display my power among the people. I made him a leader among the nation.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory to
God. God says, I'll bring you from your despair to success.
Yes.
I'll bring you from shame and put you on display and make you valuable.
That's what he said.
That's what God said.
That's what he said.
I didn't say that. God said. Read it again. Maybe I read it wrong. What did he say?
See how I used him to display my power among the people. I made him a leader among the nations.
Now he was talking about David.
He's talking about David.
God, who's that saying that? God is saying that.
God said that.
God said that. So he's telling you that I'm going to use you and I'm going to bless you among the people.
That's what he said.
That they can see my power.
Right.
See, it's not my power, but it's God's power.
That's important.
We weren't able to close on that building today because we're smart.
Oh, no.
But it was only because of the grace of God.
That's the important part to know.
You understand? It wasn't because we were so smart.
No.
It was because of the grace of God.
That's
if people could just learn that the grace of God is what makes the difference.
That's what
makes the difference. It's the grace of God.
Amen.
It's the grace of God. Let me just step back. Let's just do this right. There you go. Whatever. I'm over here.
Oh, we got to sit back. We got to swing this way.
What
we got to do?
What
we going to do?
Let's stop on that. All right, now.
Okay.
I got to go back that way. I got to go back that way. Okay.
We're rocking this now.
Okay, not there.
There you go.
Okay. Right there. There you go. See that?
I see.
You got to move it no more. There you go.
Okay. We're rocking with something. We're working with something. Let's look over here.
All right, but look. God will bless you.
He will.
Are you listening to me right now?
I'm a witness.
He'll make a way for you.
That he will.
He will put you on display. God said, I put David on display. He was nothing but a shepherd boy.
That's it.
But he made him over all Israel.
All Israel.
Did you hear that?
From a shepherd boy.
A shepherd boy. Some of you right now,
God
is getting ready to put you on display.
Glory to God.
You know, I can preach this because he does it for me. Look what it says in Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. What does it say?
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
Who's he talking about?
Jesus.
He's talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
It's my beloved son. Hear ye him. God said, let me get this camera right here. Get a camera right here. Y'all see it over there? Look behind us. It's expect what?
A miracle today.
Expect the miracle today. God said, listen to Jesus, the Father, the creator of everything.
Right.
He speaks in a thunderous voice from heaven, and he tells those disciples that this is my beloved son. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's the Lord Jesus.
So hear ye him. Hear, now that's in the King James Bible. So all y'all got King James Bible. You can see that. So now look, when Jesus said, you're blessed, you're blessed. Listen to this under us. And the next verse said what?
And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid.
Why were they afraid? They were afraid because it was something they had never heard before. They was afraid, maybe like some of you. You're reluctant to accept what I'm saying tonight. You're reluctant. Should I try? What I want to say to you, what do you have to lose?
Right.
I'm not asking for anything. You're not asking for anything. Now, of course, if you want to donate, we appreciate it.
Yes,
we can. We can do more. We can buy more time. We can tell more people to the students.
Amen.
Right now we're preaching on what four formats, right? Blog Talk Radio is one. Audio Now, two. Facebook is three. Live stream is four. And here we are on WSNR. So we're on five formats right now. We're actually screaming around the world. All over the universe right now. Anywhere, anyone got a computer can see it. Now, of course, we can do more by your support.
Right, of course.
And the Bible said if you bless a a righteous man, you get a righteous man's reward.
That's what it says.
So if you bless us, God will bless you even more.
Amen.
You know, Bill Wilson got much, much more money than I do. And we know that. And that's just factual. You know, there's no even that much about that. But two years ago, I was listening to his broadcast one night.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost touched me and said, send him a certain amount of money. Now, it wasn't no $10 or $20. And I'm not saying that you got to do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I sent this man an offer, a generous offer, over $100. I'll put it like that. And you know what? It didn't seem like nothing was going to happen. Look at me today.
Glory to God.
That seed that I planted in that soil about 3 years ago, I really believe that through that seed is how we wound up buying that house today.
Thank you.
I do believe that through that seed that I sold in Bill Winston Ministry. See, some of y'all gonna look at that. I look at what God did and what He's doing. I believe that me obeying the voice of God.
Yes.
And I sold that seed by my credit card into Bill Winston Ministry. And I know he don't have no need as maybe I do. I know he got much more than I do. But I didn't look at that. I looked at what God had put in my heart
that
I should donate.
Right.
And I don't donate to everybody, because if you sow it to somebody, ain't going nowhere. How can you be blessed?
Right.
But I believe, because I sowed that seed, that one seed of this stuff, this little we in right now.
Thank you.
Last year, December, what, the 12th or something, 10th or something, somebody bought this building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't sow no $100,000. I didn't sow no $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I sowed a generous seed into Bill Winston's ministry. Me, I'm talking about life. I sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone last year in December bought this building for us for $200,000.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's got 5 acres of land.
Mm.
But I contributed that because I obeyed God. See, the scriptures say, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. I wasn't afraid to do what God said.
Thank you, Jesus.
But see, many of you be listening to us on the radio, and God will speak to your heart and say, do something, but you won't do it.
Hmm.
And see, that creates a serious, not only delay, but that creates a rejection from God to do what He said. Because you wouldn't obey. See, God's word is covenant word.
Yes.
See, when God says something, it's a covenant with Jesus. Amen. God makes covenants. Now, God says it's a covenant, but God says He'll do this based upon you doing what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Now, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you can't expect God to do what He said.
Right.
Am I right about it?
You're right about that.
You know, so it's and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's like anybody get afraid to do what God tells them to do. Look what the next verse says.
And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid.
Jesus don't want us to be afraid.
No.
See, He don't want me to be afraid. He wants me to trust Him. When it looks like it ain't going to work, God wants me to trust Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
When it seems like it's the worst, God wants me to trust Him.
Right.
When it seems like that I'm all alone, God wants me to know that I'm not alone.
Mm.
When it seems like I can't do any more, God said, you can do more.
You can do more.
Greater is coming.
Glory to God.
More, more, more. That's what the scripture said. We just read it. He said, when you don't have anything, when you're the worst, He said, that's when God can do more for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
God said, now look, I'm going to go back to that scripture when we got that scripture. He said, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So God is telling us that right now you may not have exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be struggling in some type of way or some sort of way.
my Lord Jesus.
It may be financially, you may have problems with the family, it may be in your marriage, it may be in your home. It looks like, look at me. Some of y'all know me that my wife left me 11 years ago. 11 years ago. I'm talking about 11 years ago. February was this. January maybe 11 years. 11 years. 11 years. And God blessed me to marry this lady in July of this year.
Mm-hmm.
July the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer alone, but it took 11 years, it looked like. But I knew I was blessed all the time.
Amen.
Because it said, ye shall be filled.
Amen.
And it said, blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh.
Amen.
That's the King James Bible.
Amen.
Did you understand that? That's the King James Bible.
Wow.
That is the King James Bible. You know, nobody can refute that. That is God's word.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you can't use it. You know, you escape. You know, people that say they don't believe in the message Bible and all that. But look what it says in verse 22. Read it.
Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. The God Almighty. Woo, and you still blessed?
That man cursed me out.
Wow.
The man cursed me out. Remember that?
Whoa. Yes, I remember that. Right? Yeah.
Now, this is just God's word.
Good God Almighty.
He said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you. This man told me I was no good.
Woo.
He told me I ain't never been no good.
That's
he said I was
say.
An SOB.
Yeah, he did say that.
He said I was FART.
And he said you was that too.
He told me he was glad my wife left me.
He said that.
He said all that. And that's why your kids don't be around you. He said all of it.
He said all that.
Me. And look what the Bible says. Blessed are you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When men hate you, when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. So why did they hate me? I didn't do it. The same man that cursed me out just borrowed $200 because I wouldn't loan the $800 to curse me out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at the sister in New York. Remember? About 2 months before we moved to New York, one Sunday we had had good service that Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I had heard that she was in a shipping out by Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped her. I said, darling, will $1,000 help you? No. That was under the goodness of my heart. God didn't tell me to do it, but because she was someone I knew,
mm-hmm.
I was going to give her $1,000.
All right.
And she turned around and said to me, well, I thought you were going to sell the church, and we're going to get plenty of money. Well, we did sell the church, but I didn't close the church.
Mm-hmm.
So the next Sunday when I get out of Greece, I said, well, listen, I know y'all heard about them selling the church, but I'm not closing the church. I'm relocating the church from New York to North Carolina. We're not closing. The church is still operating. We're not closing it down. Nothing changed. So every business, all the finances that were brought into that church were put into this church right here in North Carolina.
That's right.
Every time. I have nothing. I had put in, when I sold my house back in 2015, I donated $285,000 for this ministry. So our attorney tried to get my money back.
Right.
Sold his shirt.
Exactly.
And the attorney general, y'all can check it out, said, no, once he put it in the church, he can't have it back because it belongs to the church. So I couldn't even get that back. I didn't get any money back.
Nope.
Everything is still Jesus' aid ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And every house we bought down here, nothing is in my name.
Mm-hmm.
It's the church.
That's right.
And we started a new little church we're doing now.
The Community Outreach Center.
Yeah, and not only that, it was the job.
Oh, man. We're trying to do
housing.
Yep. Low-income housing.
Yes.
We're trying to do job training. We want to have a portion. We want to have a section set aside for youth. We want to do something for the elderly. We want this outreach center to reach the needs of the entire community. So this is a really big undertaking. This project is a really big undertaking.
So the thing that we're doing is not to benefit just one
Oh, no. No, yeah. Even the binding the houses and blessing people who are low income. I mean, that young lady that's on a mail book, she is just, she called it my house. Now, my house this and my house that. Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Pop. I mean, it's all to benefit. What people don't understand is that we're not doing this stuff to benefit us. The legacy is to let people know that you trust God. God will do this for you.
It's abundantly above all you ever
ask. All that you can ask or think.
Now, today is Wednesday, right?
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow we got a free day, right? We're not free. I got so many things I need to do tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
But the problem is this Friday. Mm-hmm. We got this wonderful preacher coming back.
Yeah.
I've been knowing him since he was like 5, 10 years, 6 years old, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm at least 10 years old. But God has raised him up. He's a great preacher.
Yeah.
And he's done a good work down here in Aiden.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he has two churches.
Yeah.
He has a church in Aiden and has one in Daybrook.
Exactly.
I preached in the one in Daybrook.
Oh, yeah.
Also, he came down with me. No. He came down when we came for the band down. And he preached out there. That's about 10 years ago. But he got his new church with that Aiden. He went to that.
Yeah, we went to that
church
a couple of times. Yeah, that's good.
So he's going to be preaching here on this Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Bishop Vander Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
So get away in Greenville, Brooklyn, Aiden, Sacramento, Tarver, anywhere in this area. Come on by and meet us here at the church on this Friday evening at 8 p.m. Bishop Vander Mitchell will be the preacher. But get back to the subject tonight. It pays to follow Jesus. Let me tell you something. He is the only way.
He
is.
If
you follow him, there is great benefit.
There are benefits.
Vander was telling me, well, his wife, I think she told us a little bit of the testimony. There was in our office. How that, what he told about when he was in New York. And D.C. How he had nothing.
Right.
And how he came down here with nothing.
That's right.
And how, and he was on drugs.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember when we told us the story. Drugs,
and God delivered him. And look what he's at today. They got a tremendous ministry down there in Haiti. We went there twice, I think, since we've been down there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be here. But this is what the message says. It pays to serve Jesus.
Yes, yeah,
look, if you serve him, things don't change. Let me get that next verse. Let me get verse 23.
This is good here now.
What is it?
Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets.
So, when you're going through your worst crisis, that's the time you should leap for joy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's the time you should praise God like never before.
Hallelujah.
You know, I used to tell people, I said, well, I don't teach as hard as I used to because I'm kind of like the horse that used to pull the fire truck, but I got older now. So I'm no longer pulling the fire truck, I'm pulling the ice cream truck. And I stop at the corner. But, I mean, I say that, you know, just having a little fun, but the idea is, God makes you wiser as you go along.
Yes.
You understand? So the things I used to do, I still do them, but I do them better.
All right, now. Amen.
I'm better now.
Amen.
Than I was before because I take my time now.
Amen.
So we want y'all to know tonight that serving Jesus pays off. It pays off. Look what it says in Matthew chapter 17, verse number 7. Just look at that for me. Let's go to verse 8. Verse 8 says what?
And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only.
Sweetheart, when you get to the place,
okay,
you put all your emphasis, all your trust, and all your attention, and all your faith, and all your desires on Jesus. That's when he works for you.
My God.
When I was struggling, I'm not ashamed to say I struggle, but I'm not ashamed to say that I'm not struggling anymore.
Hallelujah.
I mean, somebody wants to say this. I'm not struggling. You get it clear. You can say what you want to and they bow. You can say, he's boasting. You can say anything you want to. But the truth is, the Lord Jesus has made it possible that I'm not struggling.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give his name glory, and I give him all the honor. I am not struggling. And I'm telling you, he can fix it for you, so you don't have to struggle.
Glory.
Because he said, I'll give you the desire of your heart. And there's a scripture that says, as long as you ask anything you ask in his name, he'll do it.
He'll do it.
You find a scripture that supports it and stands on it, and God will do it.
Glory to God.
It pays the servant Jesus.
It pays the
And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only.
Save Jesus only.
And that's what's important, that when we get to the place that we put our emphasis, our focus, our trust in him, that's when he's going to make the miracle.
That's the answer.
He's going to make a miracle happen for you. Listen, I'm telling you today, God can do it for you. There's no doubt in my mind, God can do it for you today. He can do it. There is no doubt in my mind, God can do what he said he can do. Listen, I want you to know today that God can do it. I'm looking in this camp over there. He says it right back there. Expect a miracle. How many times did you hear me and Brooklyn tell y'all that God was a miracle?
I can't.
I always said that. That no matter where you are, any moment, God can change it.
Yes, he can.
Look, he's not a bamboo God.
Come on.
He's not a God like the Egyptian had of one region. He's God Almighty.
Right.
The Bible says he's the God of all flesh.
All flesh.
And the Bible says he's every place at the same time.
At the same time.
He's not just over there in Brooklyn.
Hallelujah.
In Greenville.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's not just down here in Greenville. And that you are in Brooklyn and New York and Queens and New Jersey. He's the same God. He said, I'm God, I change not.
I change not.
We just want to encourage you. My wife and I, that's the purpose of this book. And somebody here to boast, I'm here to tell you that the same God that made a way for me is available for you.
Glory to God.
He said, I never leave you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He said, I'll never forsake you.
Never.
He said, I'll be with you always.
Hallelujah.
Until the end of the world.
Glory to God.
Why would you doubt me? Listen.
This today could be your day.
Mm-hmm.
Today could be, this could be your opportunity. August 9th could be the very best day of your life. Mm-hmm. It could be the beginning of a new chapter, a new era. The blessings of the Lord make rich, add no sorrow. This could be the time for you to give your heart and your life to Jesus, someone who loves you better than you could ever be loved. He said, come to me. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is it scripture to you? Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly at heart, and ye shall find rest. Aren't you looking for rest unto your soul? Aren't you just tired of the rhythm of roll, the daily ins and outs of not knowing which way to go? Why don't you take today as a time to make Jesus, decide to make Jesus your choice, someone who could guide you unto all truth? The Bible simply says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I tell you, honey, you know what? Once I got serious, as the word of God says, once I got serious about Jesus, opened my ears wide and listened to him, as the scripture says, listened to him and obeyed his voice, my life has never been the same. When you know that you're blessed even when you're hungry, blessed even when you weep, knowing that Jesus can change your life around, you should take this opportunity and get to know him for yourself. It's not enough to know him through your mama. It's not enough to know him through your auntie and your uncle. But you need to know Jesus for yourself. Be in a relationship. This is the time, honey. This is the time.
Yes, this is this person, man, here is Banner, B-A-N-N-E-R. Yes, your grandmother was at our church in New York. Yes, she was. And the mother, Gina Hayden, was there also. And yes, we'll be praying for you. And God is the same God today as he was then.
Yes.
And I don't want you to ever give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
And remember that he loves you.
Hallelujah.
Things are going to get better.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So bad. The Bible said that make it hit us.
Jesus.
You know, I think she said out of the book of Amos chapter number 9, verse
13. Go ahead,
so funny. From the message about her. He said in detail, I bless you so bad you hear it. But I like what he says in Psalms 126 and 1. He says, when I bring your eyes, I'm seeing like a dream.
Yeah.
So some of you all right now, you might just think I'm talking to you, but God gonna bless you. You're gonna think it's a dream.
Amen.
I mean, God is really blessed.
Yes.
I mean, you got healthy children.
Yes.
My daughters could talk to me when I got married, but I mean, it's okay. Mm. I still love them. And
still
I
love them. Great woman.
One of them I was going to buy my house. Well, I was going to have to get a house. But they said they didn't want it. So God is real, but I'm still praying for my children.
Amen.
And I'm praying for you and your children.
Amen.
Things are going to get better. But the Bible
will get better.
For a while.
Yeah.
Weeping man do but a night, but joy comes
joy
all
joy comes all in the morning.
And just as Jasmine said, it's going to be morning time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Morning time is going to come.
Amen.
Things get better before it get worse.
Oh, yes.
We can't stay this way forever.
Can't stay like this. Oh, no, the scripture says, blessed are those that weep.
Yes.
For they shall laugh.
They shall laugh.
They shall. And you said shall. We taught this in noonday prayer. Shell is a future tense.
Yes.
So we're looking for the future.
We're going to bring it out.
We may be in our now.
Listen, we're going to bring it out.
But we're going to be brought out.
Listen, you can call us when we go out there. 252. What is it?
916-0104.
252-916-0104.
Hallelujah.
You can call us when we go out there. You
thank
can call
you, Jesus.
252-214-0799. Either one of those numbers, we'll be with you. We're going to be
amen.
By the phone for about 15 minutes.
Glory to God.
We're going to get a phone call.
Yeah, how do I do? Flip this.
Yes, we'll get a picture. Pick it up. Praise Him. God bless you. Yes, this is me. God bless. Right.
And God bless you. I'm calling in for prayer.
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking to?
Excuse me?
I said, who am I speaking to?
Brother Thomas.
Brother Thomas. Eternal God, God, we believe you now for Brother Thomas, that whatever he needs, that you will supply that need. You are God that cannot lie.
Yes,
you said you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you said, whoso will let them come, come without money, come without price. So God, I pray for Brother Thomas now. I believe, and I decree, and I declare that he's blessed now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Brother
thank
Thomas.
You. All right.
All right. God bless you.
All God right. Bless you.
252-916-0102. You're here. We'd like to pray for Brother Thomas. We'll pray for you.
Okay.
We'd like to pray for Brother Thomas. We'll pray for you. 252-916-0102. And plus, we'll be by the phone after we go off the air. You can still call that number. 252-916-0102. I want you to know that God loves you today. And I don't care what you're going through, the devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
You are more than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
And I'm decreeing and declaring that you will have great success. Don't be afraid of God like the disciples were. And Jesus said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And there's another part that I'll see there. A Savior. What is a Savior? What is a Savior?
Harm or danger.
Jesus Christ wants to rescue you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are going through so much right now. Jesus. But Jesus wants to rescue you. He's come to set you free.
Yes.
I know you're going through a lot. I can feel you. But Jesus wants to set you free. He wants to bring you out of that situation.
Glory to God.
He wants to bring you over. He wants to bring you across. He wants to bless you right now. Lady, I know it's wrong. But I'm telling you, Jesus wants to change you. He's a Savior.
Yes, He is.
He came to rescue you. And it pays off. It pays off. And no, listen, what He did for you and I, He looked to everybody else.
Yes.
God is no respected person.
No.
He don't love you no better than He does anyone else. And He don't love me any better than He does anyone else.
Glory.
And that's the good part. You can call us, listen.
252-916-0104.
04. Yeah, 04. My wife keeps me straight. Thank God for that. 952-916-0104. We're right by the phone right now. You can call us right now.
Yeah.
You're going to call us while we're on the air.
Glory.
I'm just so excited about this scripture. I'll put it back on the screen again. I'm really excited to tell you.
Amen.
He said, blessed, rejoice in that day and leap for joy. But behold, your reward is greater than ever. For in the like manner, did their fathers unto the prophets. When people lie on you, when they talk about you.
Jesus.
Oh, God. So what it says in verse 22? What it says?
Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Good God Almighty.
Well, let's see all kinds of things. Like that. Don't worry about it. God is on your side.
Amen.
Listen, rejoice. You know what I do? I laugh always in the back. Just talk about me. You know, I just laugh always in the back. I don't let it bother me.
Amen.
I laugh always in the back. Listen, we got to get ready to go.
Yeah.
And listen, that's not going to go. My time is up. God bless you. Listen.
Well, praise Him, and God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest today on the broadcast. Everything got to come to an end, so we're getting ready to leave. But don't forget, we're still here for you. You can call us anytime at 252-214-0799, and we'll pray for you 24 hours a day. You can make all donations out to TJSM 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We look to hear from you real soon. May God bless you real good. Remember, whatever you do, do it in Jesus' name because He loves you. All right? Have a great day.
Thank you.